Good teachers need to know a lot about their students and about child development and, of course, a lot about the subjects they're teaching. But should they also know how to work an audience, when to ramp up the energy like a rock star and when to rein it in? That's the question today for the NPR Ed team. Do teachers need to be performers? For our 50 Great Teachers Project, Gabriella Emanuel filed this report.
Amanda Cipiola is a second-grade teacher at Horace Mann Elementary School in Washington, D.C. When she steps into her classroom, she channels two role models.
This might be kind of silly, but I'm a big Bruce Springsteen fan. And when I go to his concerts, I end up leaving and saying, I want to teach like him.
The other role model is Cipiola's own English teacher from the 1990s at Clinton High School in upstate New York, Miss Hepburn.
She was a performer where she was on all the time. And that made me want to stay in that chair and be there for that whole 40-something minutes, whatever the class period was.
Cipiola is naturally quiet and reserved, but in the classroom, she amps up her enthusiasm, mixing the energy of Springsteen and the drama of Miss Hepburn.
And you are going to shop around and see what makes you feel excited.
This morning, her second grade students are learning to browse the classroom books.
See what makes your heart race a little bit, your face get a little hot. Which book adventures do you want to go on? Do you have something to add on? You look real excited.
I know what it means by lost in a book.
At those times, I really feel like, well, I'm performing now, but it's also myself. I would be that silly anyway.
She swears this energy makes her students more engaged and motivated. I spoke to a lot of teachers for this story, and all of them said they feel like they're performing. But here's a funny thing. This isn't something you'll find in a typical ed school curriculum. It's rarely taught.
I don't think I have ever learned any techniques in any kind of formal way.
In other words, a basic element of a teacher's job, the very way in which they impart information, may not be a part of their training. Now, maybe that's not a surprise to anyone who's ever struggled to stay awake through a droning 90-minute lecture. But it raises a question. How much performance, how much pizzazz does a teacher need? For answers, let's go to the movies.
In 1930, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, in an effort to alleviate the effects of the... Anyone? The Great Depression...
Ben Stein in Ferris Bueller's Day Off is probably the most boring teacher in movie history. At the other end of the spectrum, more in the Springsteen Miss Hepburn category.
Why do I stand up here? Anybody?
To feel taller.
No. Thank you for playing, Mr. Dalton.
The late Robin Williams leapt onto his desk in the 1989 film Dead Poets Society. For many, this prep school teacher has become a model of educational inspiration.
I stand upon my desk to remind myself that we must constantly look at things in a different way.
He invites all the students up to take turns standing on his desk.
Now, when you read, don't just consider what the author thinks. Consider what you think.
He's excited. He's passionate. He's theatrical. All the things a great teacher should be, right? Well, Bruce Lenthal says maybe not. He runs the Center for Teaching and Learning at the University of Pennsylvania. And he says some teachers bristle at the idea.
Remember, that's not what they've signed on for. And that can, in fact, be alienating to them because they say, but I'm here to convey my ideas. I don't need to get into this stuff that seems ephemeral.
Sure. But what if they're really boring?
Anyone?
Lenthal says that's not his primary concern. He's worried about what the students are learning. And he argues entertaining doesn't equal learning.
There's not a clear relationship between whether students enjoy paying attention to a lecture and whether they learn from the experience.
So it's more complicated than Ben Stein versus Robin Williams. Lenthal and others say it's not supposed to be about the teachers. It's about the students. They're the ones who should be fired up. The teacher's role? To guide, to encourage, to prod along. And that doesn't necessarily mean standing on the desk or playing the guitar. This model is called active learning. It's a popular idea that largely rejects the lecture. Instead of sitting quietly in the audience, the students experience the magic of discovering information themselves and exploring ideas.
That's where a lot of the push is going on right now in educational theory.
Of course, Lenthal doesn't think teachers should be boring, but he also doesn't think lectures are the way to go. In many ways, the performance question has gotten caught up in this fight between active learning and lecturing.
We assume that performance only relates to lecture, only relates to the passive delivery, and thus it should be discarded along with the lecture.
Robert Liu is at Harvard Center for Teaching and Learning. He's a big fan of honing a teacher's performance gene. And he says the absolute best active learning teachers have it too.
And you look at these faculty members and you watch them. Oh boy, they're performers. They are performers. I mean, you have to be. And our failure to recognize that is a problem.
But maybe there is another factor here too. Dead Poets Society showed us it's not just a question of which method imparts more facts or produces the highest test scores.
Captain, my captain.
What about a teacher's ability to inspire? Gabriella Emanuel, NPR News.